Chapter 4, Mishnah 8. If someone says, I'm not going to lead the davening because I'm in coloured clothing. So in this kind of person, we don't even let him lead the davening even when he's not in coloured clothing, because this issue with coloured clothing was an issue that the heretics had. They had like a funny idea that you couldn't lead the services in coloured clothing. So we suspect this person of being a heretic, and we never let him be shalech tzibur. We never let him lead the davening. But sandal ani over. Also, if he says, I'm not going to lead the davening in sandals, af yachef lo yavor. So too, we won't even let him daven barefoot, because it's the same reason. This was a kind of heretical thought. We worry that he's a heretic, and so we don't let him daven before the community. Oisa tefilasa agula. If someone makes his tefillin round, makes them round instead of square, like a round ball. Says the Mishnah, sakona. First of all, it's a sakona, it's a danger, because if you hit your head with that tefillin there, you could like kill yourself, right? Because it could go into your head. The ein bar mitzvah, and also you won't have fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin, because we have a tradition, halacha Moshe Mitzvah, handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the tefillin have to be square, and if they're not properly square, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. Nasana al mitzchei or al pas yado. If a person puts the tefillin on his forehead or on the palm of his hand, harazed dir chaminus. This was the way of heretics, and the reason being that the Sadducees, particularly, they didn't acknowledge the oral law. They just took whatever's written in the Torah. They took it literally. So what it says about tefillin, it says you'll put them on a sign on your hand. So they put the tefillin here on the hand, and for a memorial between your eyes. So where do they put it? Between their eyes, right? They took it literally. So that's the way of heretics. Tzipan zahav, also if they covered the tefillin in gold, when a sana al bais unkeli shaloi, or he puts it on the sleeve of his shirt, right? He doesn't put it against his skin, he puts it on the sleeve of his shirt. Harezi derech hachitzonim, this is the way of separatists. And again, the reason being that we have the sages deduced from a verse that it has to be right against your skin. There can't be any interposition between the tefillin and your skin, and therefore these people, the separatists, again didn't hold of this law that the sages deduced from the Torah, and so they excluded themselves from this law.